What will the Trans-Pacific Partnership mean for U.S. agriculture producers and exporters? Representatives from several commodity organizations joined USDA Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator Phil Karsting Wednesday for a press conference at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. Chip Bowling of the National Corn Growers Association says, for instance,
today, American exports more than $63 billion of agricultural products to TPP countries, including more than $6 billion in corn and corn co-products. With the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we can do even more.
And Bob McCann of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says for his industry,
the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we feel, levels the playing field for U.S. beef overseas, providing significant opportunity for our producers.
Various ag organizations and commodity groups continue to review the TPP agreement, the text of which was made available to the public last week. From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.